So let's have a word of prayer now, and then we can get started.
然后我们开始祷告，祷告完了开始学习我们的学习。
Lord, we're thankful that we can come again to the Word of God this afternoon, and we're thankful that you will teach us and lead us.
主啊，我们非常感恩，今天下午我们可以再次聚在一起学习神的话，我们也祈求您呢，教导我们，引导我们。
And Lord, we just pray that you will bless now in a wonderful way as we try to understand your truth and to live it.
所以主啊，求您的赐福给我们，因为我们正试图去理解这样的真理，并且把它活出来。
And we ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Well, we've been studying through the book of Daniel.
我们一直在学习但以理书。
And you may have noticed, as we go through the book of Daniel, that there really is one story per chapter. Each chapter that we've gone through, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, each chapter has been one story.
你可能已经意识到了，就是当我们学习但以理书的时候呢，每一章都有一个故事，就是一个故事接着一个，从一章都到第九章，每一章都在讲一个故事。
And now we've come to chapter 10.
现在我们来到第十章。
And interestingly now, chapters 10, 11, and 12 are all the same story.
所以非常有趣的呢，就是说呢，在第十章、第十一章、第十二章讲的是同一个故事。
So we just sort of keep going and going. Lots of detail, lots of interesting things. But it's one vision, one story now compared to all the others that came before.
那这个呢，我们就是一直继续这个故事呢，三章里面这都是讲的一个故事，只是说不同的方向。这些所有的呢，都是其实跟前面讲到的故事呢，都有一定的关联。
All right, so let's start in chapter 10 and verse 1.
我们来翻到但以理书第十章第一节。
It says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belteshazzar. Its message was true, and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision.
这个呢，第但以理书第一章第一节说呢，波斯王居鲁士第三年，有事显给称为伯提萨撒的但以理，这是真的，但定时是长的，他理解这是明白这意象。So
this is the last of his visions. It came in the third year of Cyrus.
所以这个呢是但以理的最后的看见的一个意象，这个是在居鲁士王的第三年。
Chapter 9 became in the first year of Darius, the son of Xerxes, Amid by descent.
所以呢，这个呢，其实第九章呢开始呢是在大流士的。 元年，也就是马代种子亚哈随楼的儿子。And
chapter 8 says that the story took place in the third year of Belshazzar.
第八章呢，讲到的是在伯萨撒王在位第三年。So
that would mean then that Daniel was a pretty old man at this point.
所以从这个点上可以看到呢，但以理呢在这里是非常老的一个老年人。We
don't know for sure, but we assume that he was about 90 years old, or maybe even older than that.
所以呢，我不是很确定他到底有多大，但是我们呢假设他是90岁或者比90岁更大。
He notes in verse 1 that the revelation was given to him, Daniel, and he was called Belteshazzar. And that was the name that Nebuchadnezzar gave him when he was a teenager, and he probably kept that name with him all his life throughout his many government appointments.
这个呢，我们知道呢，这个时候呢，在你他仍然称之为伯提沙撒。伯提沙撒呢，其实当时是他是青少年的时候呢，尼布甲尼撒给他的起的这个名字。 所以呢，我们知道他也许就是一直在他在政府任各种职位的时候，一直在使用这个伯提沙撒这个名字。
It says its message was true.
他讲的这事是真的。
And it is in particular this message that caused the critic of the Bible to say that this could never have been written by Daniel.
所以呢，这个呢，其实呢，这里讲到的呢这一句话，就是说呢，给那些就说这本书不是但以理写的这个一个有力的一个批判。
All right, now just to give you some numbers. This probably, according to the editor of my Bible, this probably took place about the year
534 BC.
Now you don't have to memorize that number, but I'll just give you some highlights. See if I can pick them up here. That number was 534 BC, but there's some other verses in chapter 11, and my Bible says they were fulfilled in 171 BC. Or 170 B.C. or 168
B.C. 这个呢，讲到的呢，其实呢，你不一定要记住这个数字。他讲到的呢，当时发生的年代呢是公元前534年。那么说呢，他讲到的这个预言呢，实际上是在公元前171年或者168年，这个预言就实现了。
So these prophecies were, they were specific prophecies about wars mainly between the king of the north and the king of the south. We'll get to that. But parts of them were fulfilled precisely at this date. Precisely at this date. The line here says this thing was true. And it's true. The message was true concerning the great war and all the other wars that are mentioned.
这里你讲到的呢，就是说呢，这里提到这个预言，主要是讲到北方的王和南方的王之间的那个战争。这个战争呢，实际上呢，最后呢，在这里呢，他预言到所有的都是关于这场战争的。然后在很多地方呢，都是精准的实现了这个预言。所以这里你讲到呢，这事是真的，这个事基本上指的是这场战争。
Now the critic said this could not possibly have been written by Daniel because the prophecies are so precise that no one could have known about them roughly 300-400 years in advance. They say that's not possible. It must be a forgery.
所以这个里面讲到的呢，其实呢，那些对圣经的批判者，他们讲呢，因为这里的预言，这里的预言呢，是如此的精准的实现了，所以呢，不可能有人在这件事情发生之前，300到400年前就精准的预言到这样的事情的发生，所以呢，这个可能都是后来的人写的。
The facts are the prophecies were true.
所以呢，事实上呢，就是说这些预言呢，它是真的。Therefore,
either they were written after the fact, or they were written by God who knows the future.
所以呢，这个呢，这个就是呢，因此呢，可能就是啊，在这件事情发生以后写的，或者是那个知道未来要发生的那个神提前写的。
All the biblical evidence is that they were written before the fact by Daniel, and therefore God wrote this part of the Bible, just like he wrote all the other parts of the Bible.
所以呢，圣经里面其实很多地方都已经提到了。所以这个呢，圣这个预言呢是但以理在三四百年前，在它发生之前就已经写了。所以说，这个是神写的圣经的这一部分，就像圣经的所有部分都是神写的一样。
Okay, so how did all this come about? Verse 2.
所以这一切是怎么发生的呢？那第二节。
It says, at that time,I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks.
所以第二节说，在那些日子，我但以理悲伤了足足三个七日。
He said, I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at any at all until the 3 weeks were over.
那第三节讲到的呢，美味我没有吃，酒肉没有入我的口，也没有用油抹我的身，直到满了整整三个七日。
So Daniel basically is saying, I wanted to know the truth of God. I started to pray, and I prayed for 3 weeks that God would give me an answer.
所以呢，但以理基本上就是说呢，我想知道神的真理，所以呢，我就开始祷告。我一直祷告了三个星期，直到神给我答案。
For him, it was a time of prayer and a type of fasting.
所以对他来说呢，就是那个祷告的时间，而且是某种类型的禁食。
He didn't, eat nothing, but he did stop eating the exceptionally good food that he was entitled to as the second ruler of the kingdom.
他并没有说什么都不吃，他只是停止了吃那些他作为国家的第二位领导人所应该享受的那些美食。
He no doubt had several chefs.And they probably made him really good meals 3 or 4 times every day.
因为我们就也知道呢，但以理呢，他有三个大厨，这三个大厨呢，有可能呢，一天呢，给他烹饪3到4餐极其美味的美食。
At this point, he did not eat any meat, he did not drink any wine.
所以在这个点时间点上呢，他没有吃任何的肉，也没有喝任何的酒。
Now, some people say, you know, Daniel was a vegetarian.
有人说呢，但以理呢是一个素食主义者。
And the evidence is that Daniel was not a vegetarian.
所以这里的证据表明呢，但以理他不是素食的。
When he was inThe university, he refused to eat Nebuchadnezzar's food because it was not the kind of food God wanted him to eat according to the book of Deuteronomy.
因为他在但以理在上大学的时候呢，他拒绝吃尼布甲尼撒王给他提供的食物，因为这些食物是神在生命记里告诉他们不能吃的东西。
But after he had been appointed to a high office by Nebuchadnezzar, he went back to eating normal good food again, kind of food you would have eaten in Israel.
所以呢，那时候他成为那个尼布甲尼撒的那个最高阶的官员以后呢，他开始去吃那些，就是说美食，就是说大概是他在以色列就享受的那种美食。
And that included meat.
是包括肉。
Then, When he got to this point, over the age of 90, he said, I would like God to explain his truth to me. I've had all these prophecies. I want to know what's going to happen. And so he said, God, I'm going to pray and I'm going to fast. I won't eat meat. I won't eat fancy food. I'll eat the normal or subnormal food. But he stopped eating meat then, but he would have resumed eating meat later.
那这个呢就是说呢现在呢答应你说呢到这个时间他说我还想知道神的真理所以呢他要神给他答案所以他就开始就是说是祷告祷告呢以后呢他就开始停止吃一些肉或者说吃一些那种美食特别好吃的东西所以呢他这个时候呢就相当于他说呢 这个时候他不吃,但是呢,等神给了他答案以后,他稍后还是回到来吃肉,吃其他的美食的。
And then he says at the end of verse 3, he said, I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over. Probably what he means is, I didn't go out in public.
那这个里面呢,就是说第三节讲也没有用油抹我的身,这里大概的意思呢,就是说呢,他并不出去,出到公众场所去。
He said, I didn't wear my ceremonial dress as the leader of the nation. He said, I stayed home and I prayed. I ate simple food and I stayed home and prayed. I did that for 3 whole weeks.
所以呢,他这里讲呢,我作为这个国家的第二位领导人呢,所以呢,我不基本上不穿我的那些作为政府官员的礼服,我在家里呢也不吃肉,也不喝酒,我只是吃简单的食物,直到这样一直坚持了3个星期。
You know, there aren't many people that you know who've prayed for 3 full weeks.
那你知道吗,也有一些人,他们也祷告3到4个星期。
I'm not sure that you know anybody who prayed for 3 full days.
那我也不确定你有没有知道认识有些人,他祷告3到4天。
I'm not sure that you know anybody who prayed for 3 full hours.
我也不是很确定你知道有谁祷告3到4个小时。
A lot of people, if they were honest, would say, I haven't prayed for 3 full minutes.
大多数人他们非常的坦诚地说呢,我甚至都没有祷告,没有超过3到4分钟。
What kind of a man was Daniel?
但你是什么类型的人呢?
He was a man so powerful with God that God said, Daniel, I think you'd like to run the world for me for a while.
他也是一种如此好的一个人,所以神对他说,戴以理,我想让你帮我管理一下这个世界。We
remember, excuse me, in Daniel chapter 6, that Daniel went home and prayed 3 times every day, morning, noon, night, morning, noon, night, morning, noon, night. He did that every day. For how long?
所以呢,我们也知道呢,戴以理呢,他实际上呢,有一件事,每天呢,他都祷告3到4次,就是早晨,中午,晚上,早晨,中午,晚上。他这样祷告持续了多久呢?
I don't know, probably for 70 years.
我不知道,他大概呢,就是3到4年。
If you were to do that, do you think God will listen?
所以如果你那么去做,你认为神会听你的祷告吗?
I think God took special note of Daniel. We'll get to that. God took special note of this man, Daniel. Daniel, God says, Daniel, you're something else. You're the kind of man that I like. You're the kind of man I need.
所以呢,我就说呢,神呢注意到这一点,所以神就跟戴以理说呢,戴以理,所以呢,你是我需要的那个类型的人,你是我要给你事情做的那个类型的人。
Verse 4 says, on the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, the Tigris, I looked up. There before me was a man dressed in linen with a belt of the finest gold around his waist.
第四节说呢，正月十四日，我在西底节到河边举目观看，见一人穿细麻衣，腰束乌发金带。
His body was like chrysolite, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of a burnished bronze, and his voice like the sound of a multitude.
第六节说，他身体如水苍玉，面貌如闪电，眼目如火把，手和脚如光明的铜，说话的声音如大众的声音。
So though Daniel didn't anoint himself with special garments and so on, yet he was outside at this point. He was standing at the great river Tigris.
虽然呢，在这个时间呢，点呢，但以理呢，他并不一定就是待在房间里，但是他站在这个大河的旁边。
And he saw this man over the river.
所以呢，他通过这个河来看到那个人。
We're not sure precisely who this man was. I think many people believe that it was the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and we're not going to get into that, but he was either the Lord or he was a great angel of the Lord. He was over this river.
所以呢，这个呢，我们不是很确定，不是很确定这个他看见人到底是谁。有些人说呢，可能是主耶稣基督他自己，我们不会去深度分析这一点。但是呢，我们知道这个人呢，他或者说是神主耶稣自己，或者说呢就是一个天使。但是这个人呢，他是站在水面上的。
And in the context.The river is like the river of life that flows on.
所以呢，从上下文来看呢，这个河流呢，就像人生的这条大河一直往下流。
We've read about the river of life in the book of Daniel. There was the Israelite kingdom, and then the Babylonian kingdom, and then there came the Medo-Persian kingdom, and then the Greek kingdom, and then the Roman kingdom, and the river of time, and the river of life keeps on flowing on.
因为这个就像我们看着这个年代的河流一样，也首先是那个以色列王国，然后跟着来的是巴比伦王国，巴比伦王国以后呢，又跟着是马代波斯帝国，马代波斯帝国以后呢，就是那个希腊帝国，希腊帝国完呢就是罗马帝国，然后这些呢，就像这个国家，就像一个河流一样，一直保持这么顺序的往下流。
And the picture here then is that there's a man over the river who's pretty much got things in control.
所以呢，这个画面呢，看到呢，有一个人呢，站在这个河面上面。如果他呢，站在这个河面上面，对他来说呢，可能就他是很容易就控制这条河流的。
Daniel, the book of Daniel teaches us that the river of life kept on flowing, but God was in charge.And God knew what was going to happen, and God had it all planned out. Everything was working just fine according to the plan of the man who was at the river. We'll see more of that.
这个呢，但以理书呢，其实告诉我们，其实在这个时间的长河里面，一直就是神在每一个节点上都是神在掌控一切的。每一件发生的事情都是神预先制定好他是要发生的，所以就像我们看到的这个站在河流上面的这个人，后面我们会读到更多一点的细节，他是一直在控制这条河流的。
Now the question that's always asked is, who's in charge?
所以呢，这个问题呢，一直就是在被提出来，就是说谁是主宰。
Who's the boss?
谁是主宰一切的?
And on top of all the bosses is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's in charge. Everything's going. He's the boss. Everything's going according to his plan.
所以呢，就是说呢，在这所有的老板、所有的一切在控制的人的顶端，就是我们的主耶稣基督。主耶稣基督呢，他控制所有的下面的一切，所有的一切都是按照他的计划发生的。
Daniel probably said, I'm not so sure of that. I've been praying for 3 weeks, 21 days, and nothing has happened yet.
所以但你说呢我不是很确定到底这是不是这样的。但是呢我已经祷告了三个星期我祷告了整整21天然后到现在为止什么也没有发生。
God says, Daniel, don't you be upset. I am still in charge.
所以神跟但你说但你不要沮丧我仍然是主宰一切的。
So verse number 7 says, I, Daniel, was the only one who saw this vision. The men who were with me did not see it, but such terror overwhelmed them that they fled and hid themselves.
第七节讲呢，这异象唯有我但以理一人看见，同着我的人没有看见，他们就大大的战惊，逃跑隐藏。
So here's Daniel and the men who are with him, and probably remember Daniel as being the second in command in the kingdom would be very like Prince Charles or even the President of the United States. They never go alone. They've got all kinds of people with them, their bodyguards, their advisors. They traveled. Whenever Daniel traveled, he traveled with a great entourage, and they were there to help him and protect him.
那这里呢，就是但以理作为当时的国家的第二号人物，所以呢，他实际上就跟当时现在的那个查尔斯国王，或者说像美国的总统那样，他们不管走到哪里，他们并不是一个人。他们有那些保镖和他们在一起，也有他们的顾问在一起，所以他们出去的时候呢，都是一大帮人跟着他，保护他。
So Daniel was not on official business this way, this day, but even though it wasn't official, government business, he still had his bodyguard, his entourage.
这个呢但以理当时呢他并不是说在进行官方的活动但是呢不管他做什么活动他仍然有那些保镖啦还有他那些顾问呢跟着他在一起。
Daniel saw this man.
所以但以理看见了这个人。
And his bodyguard saw this man.
所以他的那个保镖也看见了这个人。
And they were supposed to be his bodyguard, and they were so scared, they turned around and ran away.
所以他们本来应该是他的保镖，应该保护他的，但是他们却看着这个，他们全都逃跑了。
That's not the kind of bodyguard you want.
所以你不想有这样的保镖是吗？
Who was looking after Daniel?
那么谁来保护但以理呢？
The bodyguard or the Lord?
是保镖呢，还是主呢？
And when the bodyguard saw the Lord, the bodyguard all turned and ran away.
所以呢，当那些保镖看见主以后呢，他们所有的人呢，转头就跑。
All right. So, what's that remind you of?
这个呢，提醒了你什么？
Well, that reminds you of the day when the Lord revealed himself to Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, doesn't it?
所以这个呢让你想起来当时呢主耶稣基督像那个大树的扫罗显现的时候是不是
And Saul was there on the road to Damascus that day, and he saw the bright light, and he heard the voice from heaven, and he fell on his face and said, Who are you, Lord?
所以当时扫罗呢实际上呢他是在去大马士革的路上他看见一个极其亮的光然后呢听见呢天上有声音下来所以他当时就俯伏在地说主啊您是谁
Paul said, I heard the voice, but those who were with me, they didn't understand. They just heard a loud noise, but I heard the voice.
所以当时呢，那个扫罗说呢，他听到了、天上的声音，但是呢，那些跟他在一起的人呢，他们只是听到了噪音，他们并没有听到声音。
And so here we have, he says, verse 7 again, I, Daniel, was the only one who saw the vision. The men who were with me did not see the detail of the vision, but terror overwhelmed them, and they fled and hid themselves.
所以第七节说，这异象唯有我但以理一人看见，同着我的人没有看见这异象，他们却大大战惊，逃跑隐藏。
So God basically said to Daniel, Daniel, this message is for you, not for them. They can go, you listen.
所以呢，神基本上说，但以理呢，这个信息是给你的，不是给他们的，所以呢，他们可以跑，你要听。
Verse 8 says, So I was left alone, gazing at this great vision. I had no strength left. My face turned deathly pale. I was helpless.
这个第八节说，那只剩下我一个人，我看见这大异象，便浑身无力，面貌失色，毫无力气。
It's interesting, isn't it? When God stops to speak to people, he usually leaves them.In a state of helplessness.
所以呢，这里非常有趣的呢，就是说呢，当神跟人说话的时候呢，他通常让那个人呢处在一种就是无助的状态。
God appeared to Moses, said to Moses at the burning bush, "Put your shoes off, Moses. The land you're standing on is holy ground."
那个神跟摩西说话的时候呢，是在那个燃烧的那个荆棘里面，他跟摩西说呢，摩西把你的鞋脱下来，因为你站在的是圣地之上。
And in the case now of Daniel, the problem is similar, and Daniel, when he saw this vision, he just, well, he had no strength left, and he was helpless.
所以这个呢，就是同样的状况发生在但以理身上。当但以理见到主的时候呢，他便浑身无力，面毫无力气而无助。
He said, "Nine. Then I heard him speaking. As I was listening to him, I fell into a deep sleep, my face to the ground."
第九节说呢，我却听见他话的声音，一听见他话的声音，就面伏在地，沉睡了。
And then verse 10, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees.
第十节说呢，忽然有一手按在我身上，使我的膝和手掌支撑微起。
And I suppose he was pretty afraid.
所以呢，我假设他是非常害怕的。
All his bodyguard had run away.
所有的保镖呢，都逃跑了。
And he saw this amazing vision, and he probably said, I wonder what this vision means. I wonder what the man is going to say to me and about me.
所以呢，他就呢看见这个异象，他就非常惊奇，就说这个人呢，他会怎么跟我说话，他会说一些什么。
And the man starts to speak. He calls them by name. He says, Daniel, you are highly esteemed.
所以呢，他就那个跟那个他开始跟眷以理但以理说话。他说呢，但以理啊，大蒙眷爱的但以理。
The authorized version says, Daniel, you are deeply.Beloved.
所以呢那个国王钦定版讲的说呢，但以理你蒙了大爱。
I guess the word is greatly beloved, I'm sorry.
所以他用的是呢不是那个深度的是大大的。
Yes, Daniel, he says, Daniel, you are a man greatly beloved.
这里是的，他说戴印尼呢，你是那个蒙了大爱的人。
How do you think Daniel would feel?
你认为戴印尼当时的感觉是什么样的呢？
He said, all my bodyguard have run away because of this terrible man that they saw. And frankly, this man loves me far more than my bodyguard.
因为他说呢，当我的所有的保镖们看见这个人呢以后呢，都跑了，所以这个人呢一定比我的保镖们厉害得多。
You think if you were to pray for 3 weeks, that you'd be greatly beloved by the Lord as well?
所以你认为如果你连续的祷告3个星期，你认为你也会蒙神的大爱吗？
Did Daniel have an easy life?
戴尼有一个就是顺利的人生吗？
No. Was he greatly beloved?
没有，他被大大的眷爱了吗？
Yes.
是的。
Some people say, I'm sure if God loved me, he'd make it easier for me.
有些人说呢，我确保如果说呢神爱我的话，他就会让我的人生顺利。
Some people say, I'm sure if God loved me, he would have answered my prayer yesterday, not make me wait till today.
有些人说呢，如果神爱我的话呢，他昨天就应该回应我的祷告，而不会等到今天再回应。
This man said, Daniel, you've been waiting a long time. First thing I want to say to you is this. God loves you. He loves you a whole lot, Daniel.
这个人基本上就跟戴印尼说，戴印尼，我知道你等待了很长时间，等待之前呢，所以呢我确保就是说神是爱你的。
He said, he carries on in verse 10, he says, consider carefully the words I'm about to speak to you, and stand up, for I have now been sent to you. And when he said this to me, I stood up trembling.
第十一节说呢，要明白我与你所说的话，只管站起来，因为我现在奉差遣来见你。他对我说这话，我便战战兢兢地立起来。
Is it true God loved him?
这是神爱他是真的吗？
Yes. Is it true that he was afraid?
所以是的，这个神他是害怕吗？
Yes.
也是的。
The fear of the Lord is a wonderful thing. And God is doing a great thing. As God works in your life, as God works in my life, it's going to be wonderful. And sometimes it's going to be scary.
对，敬畏神呢是一件非常奇妙的事情。那么呢，神呢，他会在你的人生里行很多奇妙的事情。但有时候呢，有些事情呢，是令人害怕的。
Then he says, do not be afraid, Daniel.Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them.
就是二节说呢，那个人就说，但以理啊，不要惧怕，因为从你第一日专心求明白将来的事，又在你神面前刻苦己心，你的言语已蒙应允。我是因你的言语而来的。
When did God give the response to Daniel's prayer?
这些神什么时候回应了戴以理的祷告呢？
3 weeks later.
所以在那个三个星期以后。
When did God hear Daniel's prayer?
这些神是什么时候听到戴以理的祷告的呢？
The first day he prayed.God heard him.
所以在第一天他祷告的时候神就听到了。
So the question is, alright, so why the 3 weeks? If God heard me, why didn't he send the answer?
所以现在问题是为什么要花3个星期的时间呢？为什么神不在第一时间听到他的那个祷告就回应呢？
And the answer is he did send the answer.
所以答案是他是原来给他送来答案的。
So where are we going to find the verse we're at again now?
13,
that's right. You couldn't find it at 15, so you're right. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days.
23节说呢，当波斯国的魔君拦阻我21日。
So the man said to him, now, Daniel, I was sent by God the first day, but on my way, I met the prince of Persia, and the prince of Persia wouldn't let me get to you. He resisted me. He stopped me.
这个人呢就说呢，其实答应你，我当时呢神就已经给你答案了，然后我来给你答案的时候呢，这个波斯国的魔君呢他拦住我，他不让我去给你答案，所以这个时候呢他拦了我21天。
Then this great man says in verse 13, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia.
第十三节说呢，忽然有大首领中的一位米迦勒来帮助我，我就停留在波斯诸王那里。
So who are these characters?
所以这些人物都是谁呢？
The man who was sent to Daniel appears to be a great angel.
所以呢，这个呢，像但以理显现的这个人呢，看起来呢是一个大天使。
And the man who resists him has got to be a great angel too, but not one of God's angels. He would have been a great angel from the devil.
那个拦阻这个大天使的人呢，有可能也是一个大天使，但这个大天使呢，他却不是神派来的，他是魔鬼派来的，魔鬼的大天使。
Who was he?
那么他是谁呢？
He was the prince of Persia.
他是那个波斯国的魔君。
So Daniel says, excuse me a minute, but he said to the best of my knowledge,Cyrus is the king of Persia. That's what verse 1 says.
所以呢，但你说不好意思，居鲁士应该是波斯的国王。
And he said, I looked up my job description at the office the other day, and it says here that I am the second person in this kingdom.
他说呢，我呢，其实几天前呢，我都在跟这个波斯王呢，国王呢在一起工作。他让我成为这个国的第二号人物的。
So Daniel says, "Excuse me, but who's the prince of Persia?"
所以呢，戴你说对不起，这个波斯国的王子是谁呢？
And then we keep on reading. It says, "Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me." Who's Michael?
然后呢，这里讲到呢，忽然呢，有那个米迦勒来帮助我。那么这个米迦勒呢，又是谁呢？
And you have read in your Bible elsewhere that Michael is the archangel. He's one of God's most senior angels.
你在圣经的其他的地方可以读到，这个米迦勒呢，他是天使长，他是神的那个很高阶的天使。
And then the question is, well, how powerful are these guys?
所以现在问题呢，就是这些人多有力量了。
And the angel that he's speaking to is obviously great in power because all Daniel's his security force, they all run away.Daniel is left there with this amazing man over the river. He's in charge. And then along comes the prince of Persia, the devil, and says, so sorry, you can't move. And then along comes Michael, the archangel, and says to the devil's angel, the prince of Persia, you get out of here. And so the man comes, he sends the man off to Daniel.
所以呢，这里讲到的呢，其实这个跟但以理说话的这个天使呢，他一定是非常有力量的，因为所有的那个当时但以理的保安那一看见他，全都吓跑了。所以这个这么大力量的一个人，那实际上呢，他要来的时候呢，那个波斯王子就是那个魔鬼，他来抵挡这个让这个天使，然后不让他去，所以他拦住他，是他也是相当有能力的、有力量的一个人。这个时候呢，其实神就派来了那个天使长米迦勒来说，米迦勒呢说，你说是跟那个波斯王子魔鬼说，你不能阻拦这个天使去告诉但以理。然后呢，他就把那个波斯王子那个魔鬼打跑了。然后这个天使呢，他就来到了但以理这里。
How long that take?
花了多长时间呢？
Only 3 weeks.
只花了三个星期。
It's a big deal.
这是件大事的。
We never got a snapshot of what was going on. Something going on way up there. We never, Daniel didn't know what it was. All he knows is that after 3 weeks, the answer is coming. After 3 weeks, God is sending to him the answer. After 3 weeks, God's saying, Daniel, we love you greatly. You're greatly beloved, Daniel. Daniel says, wow, it's a bigger deal than I ever thought.
这个呢，其实上呢，这个事情呢，我们永远不知道到底三个星期在天上在空中发生了什么，但以理也不知道他发生什么。他所有知道呢，就是实际上在但以理在那个三个星期里面呢，那上面有一场大的征战，然后最终呢，这个天使呢来到但以理面前说，但以理啊，你是蒙了大爱的神的，他是仍然是爱你的。所以这个时候但以理说，哇，我真的是很蒙那个神的爱了。
Does that remind you of another story in the Bible?
这个想起圣经里的另外的一个故事吗？
Yeah, that reminds you of the story of Job, doesn't it?
那让你想起了约伯的故事，是不是？
And here God and the devil are talking one day, and God says to the devil, God says, listen, do you understand my servant Job? What do you think of Job? Job's way down here. And the devil says, yeah, I know Job. God says, well, he's a good man. Devil says, there's only one reason he serves you. Did Job hear that conversation? No. Did he know what was happening? No. What's he find out? He finds out one day that he's lost all his sheep and all his camels and all his donkeys and all his cattle and all his family and all the rest of his wealth. He lost it all.
因为这里呢，其实在有一天呢，神跟那个魔鬼在天上谈话，然后说呢，神跟魔鬼说，魔鬼，你知道看过我的仆人约伯的吗？他是一个好人。那个魔鬼跟神说呢，哎，他是一个好人，他是个正直人，是因为你赐给他的一切。所以神说，那你就可以去试炼一下他。所以呢，这些约伯呢，神跟魔鬼谈话，约伯在地下，他听到呢，神跟那个魔鬼的谈话没有？他知道他们在说什么吗？也不知道。所以他所有他知道的是，就是但以理呢，他失去了他所有的牛羊驴，那甚至失去了他健康，最终呢，失去了他所有的资产和孩子们。
And then after a short while, he finds out that he's lost all his health and all his friends.
然后呢，后面呢，他就发现呢，他也失去了健康，也失去了所有的朋友。
Did he know what was going on?
他知道到底发生了什么。
Okay, in the great drama, in the great play, Job was center stage.
所以呢，在这个大的这个戏剧里面，在这个大的表演里面，那个约伯是站在那个罪人的位置上。
The great drama of life, Job is center stage, and he doesn't have any idea what the script is, or he doesn't have any idea what the plot is. All he knows is he's center stage, and he'd better speak up and live for Jesus.
所以呢，这个里面的所有的当时的约伯呢，是站在他自己的人生的舞台上，他不知道任何其他的事情，不知道为什么发生，他所有的呢，他知道的呢，就是说呢，他在这里，他失去了一切，他所要做的一切呢，就是他要站立得住，去为主耶稣基督说话。
Daniel, you're like that.
你跟他差不多。
If Daniel's like that, and you love the Lord Jesus, are you going to be like that too?
所以如果但以你是这样的话，如果你爱主耶稣基督，你也会是那样的吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
And you say, God, could you please explain why?
所以呢，你跟神说，神啊，你能不能解释一下为什么会这样？
And the Lord says, no, not now.
主说不，现在我不跟你解释。
Amazing story, amazing story.
一个非常神奇的故事，神奇的故事。
All right, now, verse 10. Now says this wonderful man, now I've come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come.
第十四节现在说呢，现在我来要使你明白本国之民日后必遭遇的事情，因为这意象关乎后来许多的日子。
I think Daniel was asking the question, what's going to happen, Lord? You've told me all about these kingdoms, the Babylonian and the Persian, the Greek, the Roman, the feet of iron and clay. You've told me all about that. Lord, you've got to explain to me more detail. Lord says, Daniel, I'll give you more detail. I'm going to explain to you what's going to come.
所以但以理呢，他实际上是要问的一个问题。他跟主说呢，主啊，求你告诉我，告诉我，就是说呢，这所有的一切都会是什么样的。现在先是巴比伦，然后就是马代波斯，然后就是希腊，然后就是罗马帝国，然后就是那个铁和泥混合的脚的，这以后会发生什么事情呢？主就说，但以理，现在我来准备告诉你将来要发生的事。
Verse 15, while he was saying this to me, I bowed my face toward the ground and was speechless. And you can understand. You can understand why he didn't have much to say.
And
he probably just absolutely overwhelmed.
所以呢，这个呢，第十五节讲的呢，当他向我说话的时候，我就脸朝地，哑口无声。所以呢，你可能你很容易去理解他的为什么哑口无声，为什么说不出话来。实际上，当时呢，他被完全被这种事情压倒了。
Verse 16, then one who looked like a man, probably an angel, touched my lip, and I opened my mouth, and I began to speak.
所以呢，第十六节说呢，不料有一位像人，大概就是那个天使，像人的摸我的嘴唇，我便开口向那站在我面前的人说话。
So obviously God was doing a wonderful thing, explaining himself to Daniel. So he began to speak, he said, I said to the one standing before me, I am overcome with anguish.Because of the vision, my Lord, and I am helpless.
所以这里呢，实际上呢，神在那个但以理身上呢，可能行了奇妙的事，然后那个但以理就开始说话了。他说：“我主啊，因见这异象，我大大愁苦，毫无力气。”
And may I remind you that you will probably find some times in your life when you will say, I'm overcome.I don't know what's going on. I'm helpless. Would you please help me?
因为你也可能在你的人生中呢，也发生了这样的一些事情，说呢，我现在呢，非常的无助，我已经被打败了，所以呢，我毫无力气，求主呢，您来帮助。
He said, verse 17, How can I, your servant, talk with you?My Lord, my strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe.
第十七节说呢，我主的仆人怎能与我说话呢？我一见异象就浑身无力，毫无气息。
And again, verse 19, one who looked like a man, this angel touched me again and gave me strength.
对呢，在那个第十七节呢，就是说呢，第十八节上呢，又有一位形象像人的，可能就是这个天使又摸我，使我有力量。
He says, do not be dismayed. Where are we here? He says, do not be afraid, O man highly esteemed, or O man greatly loved. He said, peace, be strong, be strong.
这个第十九节说呢，大懂见爱的人呐，不要惧怕，愿你平安，坚强，你要坚强。
And then he said, when he spoke to me, I was strengthened. And so I said to him, my Lord, since you have given me strength. So he said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength. So finally, when he was strong enough, he didn't know what to say. So he said, Lord, okay, I'm strong enough to listen now. Would you like to tell me what it is you want to tell me?
这一段说呢，他向我说的这话，我便觉得有力量，说我主，请说，因你使我有力量。所以这个呢，其实但以理呢，最终呢，他获得了一些力量。他说，主啊，我刚才没力量去听您说话，现在呢，我有了力量，请您说吧，请您告诉我。
I guess that's what we say, isn't it? When we come to the Lord, we say, Lord, would you please give me enough strength?To listen when you speak to me.
这就是我们来到主面前，我们就说呢，主啊，求您呢给我力量，让我可以听您说话。
And so the man spoke to him. He said, the angel, he said, do you know why I have come to you? He said, soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia again.And when I go, the prince of Greece will come. But first, I will tell you what's written in the book of truth.
这个呢，第二十节、第二十一节，他就说呢，你知道我为何来见你吗？现在我要回去与波斯的首领征战。我去后，希腊的首领必来，但我要将那记在这真理经文上的事指示给你。除了你们的首领米迦勒以外，没有这些事上辅助我的。
So he basically says, do you know why I've come to you? He said, I've come to you to tell you what I'm going to tell you, but soon after that, the prince of Persia is going to come back. He was with me. He was fighting against me for the last 3 weeks.And after I've spoken to you, he's going to come back and keep fighting with me again.
所以这里基本上他就说呢，你知道跟他一样，你知道我为什么要告诉你这些事情吗？我来告诉你这些事情，把你这些事情告诉完以后呢，那个波斯的魔君他会再次来，再来以后呢，还要跟我征战。所以呢，我把这事告诉你以后呢，我还要去跟他打。
Do you think?That the devil likes the book of Daniel?
你认为魔鬼喜欢但以理书吗？
No.
不。
He doesn't like the book of Daniel because he knows how the book of Daniel is going to end.
所以呢，他不喜欢但以理书的原因呢，是因为他知道但以理书的结局是什么。
Jesus, is going to be the king at the end of the book of Daniel, and the devil is going to be cast.Into the lake of fire. That's the vision that is going to be concluded. We know that from the book of Revelation.
这里呢，是但以理书的结尾，他说呢，主耶稣基督呢将会做王，然后那个魔鬼呢将会被扔到火湖里去。这就是我们在启示录里读到的那个将来的要发生的事情。
And so the book of Daniel tells us in part how.The Lord is going to go from Daniel's day all down through history to the day when the devil is cast into the lake of fire. He doesn't know precisely all the details, but he knows all of this is part of God's plan to get to that point.
所以呢，就是但以理书呢，它其实呢一步一步的告诉我们，从但以理那个时候开始，一直一步一步的发生，一直到将来那个事情要发生的时候，虽然呢，但以理呢，他不知道这个细节到底是在这些年时间是什么，但他知道这所有的中间发生的事情呢，都是神的计划，最终要导向最终那个主耶稣就做王，魔鬼被扔到火湖地那一点上去。
So the devil says, I don't like the conclusion, so I'm going to fight.At every step along the way, I'm going to fight and fight and fight, and he's going to fight right here in the days of Daniel when the truth is beginning to be unfolded.
但那个魔鬼就说呢，因此呢，我不喜欢那个结局，所以我要开始抵抗。我抵抗呢，我要每一步我都开始抵抗，从但以理这里开始，我就要做出抵抗，一步一步一步的做出抵抗。直到我就当那个真理被显示出来以后，他就魔鬼就开始他的抵抗了，阻挡。
So the devil's chief agent now is fighting against God's man, God's angel, and when that battle is over, the chief angel, the devil's chief angel in charge of Greece.Is going to be fighting against this man as well, because this man represents the angel developing and furthering the gospel of God.
所以呢，这个魔鬼的这个头号的天使，魔鬼的头号天使，他就会一直跟这个人就一直去战斗，去抵抗，直到呢，后来呢，他又要在那个波斯的那个魔君身上。继续和这个人抵抗，因为这个人呢，他实际上是在神的这个计划里每一步在做这个实行的这个。
But he says, first of all, verse 21, I will tell you what is written in the book of truth.
因为这21节说呢，首先呢，我要将那记在这真理经文上的事指示你。
What is the book of truth?
那么真理的书是什么呢?
Have you ever seen the book of truth?
你见过真理的书吗?
And the answer is no.
答案是没有。
Is it the Bible?
它是圣经吗?
And the answer is no, it is true, the Bible is a book of truth. But the Bible is not this book of truth.
现在也不是圣经，那个事实上呢，圣经是一本真理书，但是不确实不是这本经真理书。
Well, what book is this book of truth there?
那么这个真理书是什么呢?
And up there in heaven, God has got a book written. It's called the book of truth. And it outlines his great plan for all the ages.
所以呢，在那个神当初呢就写了这个书真理的书，这个真理书呢是描述了各个年代神的计划。
His book of truth begins long before the Garden of Eden.
所以神的那个真理的书呢，是远远在那个伊甸园之前就写了。
His book of truth categorizes.All the activities of God down through the ages, the stories of Noah and Abraham, and they were all written in the book of truth before Noah and Abraham and the others arrived. And here we are now all the way down in the book of Daniel, and Daniel is being told, Daniel,All of this has happened according to the book of truth, but the book of truth, it doesn't end here. Much more is written into the future. And Daniel, I've come here to tell you some more things that are written on the pages of the book of truth, so you'll understand more of God's great plan.
这个实际上呢，神的这个那个真理的书呢，把各个年代分成不同的类型。实际上呢，亚当和亚伯拉罕之前，还有后来的来的人之前呢，神已经把这些真理的书也在他们来之前就已经写好了。 所以这个神是把这些书的分类，现在呢其实上神呢也告诉但以理说，但以理呢，我现在也从现在开始我也要把这本真理的书告诉你，一步一步的告诉你这些后来将要发生的什么事情，而且这些事情没呢发生之前我就告诉你，一直呢将来我还告诉你更多的，告诉你更多的将来要发生的事情都会写在这本真理书里面。
There's a chapter in that book of truth thatprobably has a heading something like the year 2023.
所以呢这个呢在这个真理书里呢有一章，一章呢有可能记载着在2023年发生的事情。
And it's got some names in there, the name of a fellow by the name of, Joe Biden, and the name of another fellow by the name of Justin Trudeau.And a lot of other names in there.
所以这些呢人呢有名字记在这本书里面。这书里面大概呢会有那个美国总统拜登，还有我们的加拿大总理特鲁多，还有很多其他的人的名字记载着在这一章里面。
That's not the beginning of the book of truth. It's not the end of the book of truth. And it's not a surprise to the book of truth.
所以这本书呢，真理的书呢，并不是开始的那一本真理书，
Our God is sovereign.
也是的那一本书，而是也不是一本让你意外的书。我们的神呢，他是统治一切的。
Our God is omnipotent.
我们的神是呢，万能的。
Our God's got it all written down, so that it's going to end exactly as He wants it to end. Hallelujah.
所以呢神呢把他所有的都记下来了，接下来呢这本书的结束呢是完完全全按照神的计划结束的，哈利路亚。
So what is the book of Daniel, these last three chapters all about? It's just some sentences taken out of the book of truth and written down so Daniel can see and we can see what it is that God's going to do and how and why.
因为这个《但以理书》后面三本书是什么呢？三本书所有的都是神的那个真理书里面的每一个句子写下来，写在这三本书里。然后呢，我们就《但以理》就知道将来要发生什么，我们也知道将来有要发生什么，我们也知道发生什么，怎样发生，为什么发生。
So what do you think Daniel's thinking?
所以你认为《但以理》在想什么呢？
Do you think Daniel's saying, oh, if that's all it is, why did I waste 3 weeks praying if all I get is a few pages out of God's book of truth?
哎，你会说呢，他说说是，我已经浪费了三个星期去做这个祷告。那么这三个星期后，所有我获得的呢，就是几页纸上神写的将来要发生的事情。
Or do you think he said, God, I really would like to know?What's written in your book of truth? Would you please tell me?
那因为但以理他会说是主啊神啊，我真的想要知道您在那个真理书里所写的事情，求您呢告诉我吧。
That's what prophecy is all about, you know. Just a few pages taken out of God's book of truth.
所以这就是所有的先知预言所发生的，他们只是从神的真理书里拿出几页来。
I mentioned the line on Sunday morning. Do you think God ever gets up in the morning and says, Oops, there's a problem there I never thought of?
所以呢，我在星期天的早晨经常会讲一句话，你认为神早晨起来一看说 Oops, 那个这件事情我没想到会发生，你认为是这样的吗？
Could you just continue to remember God's in charge?
所以你要一直记住神是在掌管一切的。
And he never says oops.
他永远不会说 whoops.
He's got it all written down in his book of truth long before it ever happens.
所以什么所有的一切都记载下来了，在真理的书里呢，在这件事情发生很久以前都已经写下了。
And if you were to see him today, he'd have a smile on his face.
所以呢，你要今天呢能看见呢，他从来在他脸上从来没有什么微笑。
He would say, I know there's lots of wrong. I know there are a lot of heartaches. I know there's lots of sorrow. But it's all going to work out for the glory of Jesus.
但是呢，我知道呢，很多事情都不不对。我也知道有很多人心碎了，我也知道世界上充满了痛苦和苦难，但是这所有的一切呢，都是为了将来把它一切都转变为一件好事，这样呢，把所有的荣耀来给我们的主耶稣基督。
May I remind you again that this great angel is standing by or over the great river Euphrates. And the river Euphrates is the picture of the ongoing flow of life. All the events of life flowing along. And here's the great God of heaven in this angel looking over it, saying, I know, everything's fine. I got it all under control. He's the man over the river of life. How beautiful.
今天我就要提醒一下大家呢，就是说呢，其实上呢，这个人呢，他是站在那个幼发拉底河的上面的。幼发拉底河呢，实际上呢，都代表的呢，我们这个时间的长河，就是实际上所有的这些年代、时代都是像这个长河这样往下流的。这个人呢，他实际上站在那个这个长河的上面，他就说呢，我知道一切发生的事情，因为他站在这个上面，他知道这个每一个年代、每一个年代都要发生的事情，所以呢，他一切都在他的掌控之下，这是一件多么美的事。
And so he says, now, to put it all in perspective, here I am, I'm going to tell you a few things today. I've been fighting with the king of the prince of Persia, and I'm going to talk to you, and then I'm going back to fight with the king of Persia, the prince of Persia, and then I'll fight with the prince of Greece. But frankly, verse 21, he says, no one supports me against these kings, except Michael, your prince.
今天你先知道这个人呢，他现在来到这个丹尼里，说，你看我刚才呢跟那个波斯的魔君打了一仗，打仗，我现在跑到你这里来，跑这里呢，告诉你一些将来要发生的事情。等我把话说完了，又得回去跟他打，我又得回去打，打完了，直到把他打完了。然后呢，又会来一个这个波斯呢，打完了又会来另外一个，就是希腊这个后面要来的。所以呢，这个时候呢，在这种我打这种仗的过程中呢，除了那个天使长米迦勒以外，没有人能够帮助我。
So he says, now Daniel, just remember this. The prince of Persia is behind your king Cyrus, and he's fighting against me.And the prince of Greece is behind the next coming kingdom. He's fighting against me. But Daniel, you got a prince.
所以呢，这个呢，里面讲的，所以他跟但以理说呢，但以理，你知道吗？现在这个波斯的魔君，这波斯王子，在我跟我对抗的，实际上就是你现在这个君主世王后面的那一位，他在他背后呢跟我作对。然后呢，另外一个呢，马上来的就是一个希腊的呢那个王子了。后面呢，其实他那里有一定又有一个人跟我对抗，我要跟他对抗。他说呢，我要跟他战斗。他说：“戴伊，你知道吗？你也有一个王子。”
How powerful is Daniel's prince?
所以戴伊里的王子有多么的有权能呢？
He's more powerful than the prince of Persia, and he's more powerful than the prince of Greece. Daniel's prince is far more powerful than them.
所以呢，他的但以理的王子呢，比那个波斯的王子，还比那个希腊的王子，他们更有权柄。他的权柄呢，远远超过了这个但以理王子的权柄，远远超过前面两个王子的权柄。
And so the teaching of scripture is that Michael, the archangel, is not only Daniel's prince, he's the prince of Israel, and he, by the grace of God, is our prince too. He is helping you and me.
那这里基本上呢，圣经的教导就是说，但以理的那个王子的，他是那个以色列人的王子，他是当时但以理的王子，他同样呢也是我们的王子，他会帮助你我的。
Have you ever seen the devil's prince who's fighting against you?
你有没有见过那个魔鬼的天使，魔鬼的王子跟你作对呢？
Now, you ever seen the Michael, the prince who's fighting for you?
没有见过。你见过那个就是Michael 天美加勒为你战斗过吗？
No.
也没有。
Okay, is he there?
他在那里。Yeah. 是。
May it could, is it possible? It might take 3 weeks for the message to get through?
所以呢，这是有可能花3个星期，然后这个信息才能传到你那里吗
？Yeah. So what are you going to do?
是的，那么你怎么做呢
？You're just going to keep trusting your Lord as you walk along.
所以呢，当你那个与主同行的时候呢，你要一直去保持相信主。
How powerful is this archangel?
所以这个天使长有多大的力量呢？
You remember the story of the rapture, don't you?
你们大家也记得那个教会被提的那个故事，是不是
？First Thessalonians chapter 4.
提斯罗尼迦前书的第四章。
It says, "The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout."
所以呢，这里讲的那个主呢？天堂天上的主会降下来带着大的声响。
And the voice of the archangel, that would be Michael.
所以呢然后那个天使长的声音那个就是米迦勒。
And what's Michael going to do?
那么米迦勒会做什么呢
?Well, I think Michael is going to stand against the Prince of Persia, and the Prince of Greece, and the Prince of Vancouver, and he's going to stand against them in order to make sure that the dead in Christ shall rise first.
所以呢，我认为呢，那个天使长米迦勒呢，他会站在那里，挡住那个波斯的王子，挡住希腊的王子，挡住温哥华的王子，确保那个死了的基督徒可以首先复活。
And if in fact the Lord Jesus were to come to Vancouver this evening, what is he going to do?
所以呢，如果说主耶稣基督今天晚上能够来到温哥华的话，他会做什么呢
？Jesus will come down and he will say, "Vic, Sharon, come on up."
所以呢，他会就说呢。Wake, 老王，你们其他人都上来。
The Prince of Vancouver will say no, we're not going to let them go.
对那个温哥华的王子说不，我不会让他们上去。
And Michael the Archangel will say to the Prince of Vancouver, you can't keep them.Vic is going to come up. Sharon's going to come up. By the grace of God, the rest of us are going to go up.
那个天使长，这个麦米迦勒就跟那个温哥华的王子说：“你不能留住他们。他那个我们的王来了，那个王来了，他们呢，我们这些人呢都要上去，他们要上去与主会合。”
He's Michael.Your prince, Daniel, and he's Michael, our prince, and there's nothing that the devil's princes can do to stop him. We're going home.
所以呢，他是那个但以理的王子，麦米迦勒，他也是你的王子米迦勒，也是我们的王子米迦勒，没有任何人能够阻止我们，我们要回家了。
A little bit more about this man, Michael chapter 11 and verse 1.
现在这里再讲一点点多的关于这个李嘉乐的但以理书第十一章的第一节。
He says, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I took my stand to support him.
第一节讲的当马代王大流士第一年我曾起来扶助米迦勒使他坚强。
Chapter 5 of Daniel, what happened?
所以在第五章里但以理书第五章里发生了什么呢？
Daniel spoke to Belshazzar and said, Belshazzar, tonight, your kingdom is going to be taken from you.
所以呢，但以理跟那伯沙撒说，在伯沙撒，今天你的王国会被移去。
Later that night, Darius the Mede comes into the city of Babylon and conquers it and kills Belshazzar.
所以呢，稍后不久呢，那个大流士呢，马代波斯王来了，杀了伯沙撒。
And Darius the Mede says, "Well, that's interesting. I wonder what I should do next."
那个这里很有趣的是，当时大流士王说：“那下一步我该怎么做呢？”
Michael the Archangel says, "Well, this is what you should do, Darius. You get that man Daniel.You promote him to be your helper."
所以这就是当时的米迦勒跟那个大流士说的，你让那个人但以理，你要提升他，提升他，他会帮助你的。
Who got the bright idea first to appoint Daniel as prime minister of Persia? Whose idea was that?
所以呢，这是谁的主意呢？谁的主意让那个但以理成为那个马代波斯的总理呢？
Answer Michael the Archangel.
答案是米迦勒，这天使长。
I think when Daniel began to put the story together, he said, "Wow, this is amazing. I always wondered how I ever got this job."
所以呢，我认为但以理把这些故事呢，所有的拼凑在一起的时候，哇！我永远没想到我是这样被提上来做这个工作的。
Do you think he might have reached out and said to Michael, "Thanks a lot, Michael. Appreciate it."
因为他会一直来到在米迦勒面前说呢，谢谢你，然后非常感激。
This is amazing stuff.
这是很神奇的事情。
What's it telling us?
这个能告诉我们什么呢？
There's a God in heaven.
天上有一位神。
He's got it all worked out. He's got it recorded in the book of truth.
所以呢，他就把所有的一切呢都已经计划好了，然后呢，所有的记录在这本真理的书里。
By the grace of God, what are we going to do?
所以借着神的恩典，我们应该怎么做呢？
We're going to fear God, keep His commandments.For God will bring into judgment every work with every secret thing, whether it be good or evil.
因为我们要敬畏神，遵守他一切的诫命，因为神呢，将来对所有的一切好事、坏事和一切隐藏的事都要做出审判。
Would you just remember this? Your God is in charge. He's the boss.
所以你要一定要记住你的神。他是在掌控一切的，他是主宰一切的。
All right, well, that's probably where we should leave it today. We'll get into chapters 11 and 12 next week. It's all part of the same story. It's just a longer story.
所以呢，我们今天呢就停在这里，停在这里呢。下个星期呢，我们也要开始学习第十一章。第十一章呢和第十二，其实第十章、第十一章、第十二章呢，所有的都是讲的一个故事，只是故事讲的比较长一点。
Any questions for our closure? We've got about 2 minutes.
所以呢，我们结束之前也没任何的问题，我们只剩下两分钟了。
Roy, 麻烦问一下你，刚才 Harold 说。The Book of Truth, 那个书是谁写的？是写给谁的呢？
Okay. So, Sandy's questions, you talk about the Book of Truth.
Yeah.
Who wrote the Book of Truth? And wrote to who?
Well, We assume that it was written by God.
那就假设那是神写的。
Michael says in verse 21 that there is a book of truth, but nobody knows what's in it because it hasn't been told them yet. So Michael says, my job is to tell you what is written in the book of truth, and that would be the book that God wrote.
所以呢，这事实上在第21节里讲到的呢，就是说呢，这本书呢，其实呢，这个真理的书呢，里面写的什么，其实没有人知道。但是呢，但以理的职责呢，就是，他把那个真理书里写的东西告诉我们，所以这本书是神写的。
If you like, its title might be God's Plan of the Ages.
所以呢，如果你愿意的话，你喜欢的话，这个是神在每一个年代的计划，你可以按这样一个标题。
And because it's all true, it's called the Book of Truth.
因为这所有的都是真的，所以它被称之为真理的书。
Does that make sense, Sunny?
这个有没有道理呢，Sunny？
Thank you. Amen. All right, well, let's have a word of prayer. We'll thank the Lord for the Book of Truth.
现在我们来做一个结束的祷告，我们要为真理的书向主献上感恩。
Lord, this is all pretty big stuff.
最主要这所有都是很大的一些事。
And we understand a little bit how Daniel would have found himself a man without strength as he's beginning to see the revelation of God's great and wonderful power and plan.
现在我们也非常惊奇那个但以理呢，他当时呢，他从那个人那里得到力量，开始呢，把神的计划呢启示给我们。
Lord, we're encouraged by this story that Daniel was very, very weak, but you strengthened him.
现在主啊，我们要为这个故事呢献上感恩，因为当时呢，但以理非常非常的虚弱，您呢却给他力量。
Now, Lord, we believe that we're very, very strong, very weak. Would you please strengthen us too?
所以主啊。我们也知道呢，我们也是非常非常的虚弱，求您呢也给我们力量。
We pray, Lord, that we might be like Daniel, strong to stand with Jesus and for Jesus in this difficult day, as Daniel did in his difficult day.
主啊，我们也祷告，我们有这样的力量，就是在这样的一个非常艰难的时刻呢，为主站立得住，就像但以理在他那个非常艰难的时刻为主站立得住一样。
And so we give you thanks now for the promises of your word.
所以我们现在呢，为您的应许的话献上感恩。
And we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们呢，献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.